Installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix, un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd. Et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé. Lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délace complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique. 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
What's the time? Glossary. What's the time? Busy. Coming up. Have to take, a flight, did, Auxiliary of the past. To make arrangements. To come. To pick someone up. To pack one's luggage. Everything. To start. Verb ending in ing. Yesterday. To check. In case. To forget. Forgot. Forgotten. Something. To stay. For 3 days. Then. To be excited. So. To leave. Actually. Tomorrow. So stressed. To need to. To set the alarm. So that. Ready. By. A class. An hour and a half. To come back home. Fresh. To free. To free. Freed. Freed from. Anxiety. Can. Never. To relax. To unwind. There are, plus plural noun. To argue. To keep one's cool. Sometimes. To read. Online. Useful. To mean. To plan. Ahead. To give. A view. Clear. Priority. Urgent. Or. To follow. A schedule. Undoubtedly. Necessary. To make a list. To set a deadline. To make sense. To rationalize. Exactly. To make a modification. To modify. Don't have to. Don't need to. To take a second look. According to plan. Grammar. Obligation review. Must. Modal of obligation for the present tense. Equivalents to must are the verbs need or have to. We can also use the impersonal phrase, it is necessary. Mandatory for. Object pronoun to verb bear infinitive form. Example. I must go. I need to go. I have to go. It is necessary for me to go. Vocabulary. Time. In English, when we want to ask the time, we ask, what time is it? Or, what's the time? An hour consists of 60 minutes. Every minute consists of 60 seconds. The usual time format is 0 to 12. For airports, trains, we use the 24-hour format. Example. My flight takes off at 6 p.m. My flight takes off at 1800 hours. When we tell the time, we don't say hour or minutes. To refer to time in the morning, we put a.m. after the time. Example, it is 6 a.m. It is 6 in the morning. To refer to time in the afternoon or at night, we put p.m. after the time. Example, it is 8 p.m. It is 8 at night. Or 20 in airports, train stations, and time schedules. What's the time? We can tell the time the way we see it on our digital display or digital alarm clock. 6 is 6 o'clock. It is 6. It is 6 sharp. When there are minutes, we refer to the minutes, then the hour. Between the minutes and the hour, we put past. Examples. 6:04 It is 4 past 6. 6:10. It is 10 past 6. 6:15. It is 15 past 6. Or, it's 6:15. 6:30. It is 6:30. Or, it is 6:30. 6:45. It is 6:45. When we are minutes away from the next hour, we can tell the time in a different way. We use the numbers of minutes before the time, which is the next hour. Between the two, we put 2. 6:45. It is 6:55. It is 6:45. 6:50. It is 6:50. 6:50. 6:55. It is 6:55. It is 6:55. Miscellaneous. When the time on your watch is not right, we say that the watch is early or late. Time. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. It's 3:30. It's 4:10. It's 5:15. It's 6:15. It's noon. Midday. It's midnight. It's 9 a.m. It's 10 p.m. It's 5 o'clock sharp. In the morning. In the afternoon. It is 7:12. In the evening. At night. And now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. I have a very busy week coming up. I have to take a flight to a conference at 14:15.
14:15. Did you make all the arrangements?
Well, I have a taxi that comes to pick me up at 12.
Did you pack your luggage and everything?
I started packing yesterday at 11 p.m., but I must check in case I forgot something. I have to stay for 3 days in Belgium, then another 3 days in Switzerland. I'm very excited.
So, when are you actually leaving?
I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm so stressed that I need to set the alarm for 7 a.m. so that I'm sure I'll be ready by 8 o'clock. I want to go to a relaxation class for 1.5 hours and then come back home, fresh and freed from anxiety.
I can never relax. When there are exams, a lot of stress. When people argue, I cannot keep my cool. I sometimes read blogs online, but it is never useful, really.
I think good organization, planning ahead, gives you a clear view of your future. You need to give priority to what is urgent or important and follow the schedule. It is very useful and undoubtedly necessary to make lists and set a deadline.
It makes sense. I think it is necessary to rationalize.
Exactly. I planned everything 1 month ago. Last week, I made some modifications so that I don't have to take a second look or change everything after. Everything's fine. Going according to plan.
When are you leaving today?
My lesson finishes at 5:30. Then I'm going to the gym from 6 p.m. to 8:30.
What a schedule. Well, I've got to go now. Have a nice day and nice conferences.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one.
Now we begin.
What's the time? Wentworth, I have a very busy week coming up. I have to take a flight to a conference at 14:50. Sarah, 14:50, did you make all the arrangements? Wentworth, well, I have a taxi that comes pick me up at 12. Sarah, did you pack your luggage and everything? Wentworth, I started packing yesterday at 11 p.m. But I must check in case I forgot something. I have to stay for 3 days in Belgium. Then another 3 days in Switzerland. I'm very excited. Sarah, so when are you actually leaving? Wentworth, I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm so stressed that I need to set the alarm for 7 a.m. I'm so stressed that I need to set the alarm for 7 a.m. so that I'm sure I'm ready by 8 o'clock. Sarah, I can never relax. When there are exams, a lot of stress. When people argue, I cannot keep my cool. I sometimes read blogs online, but it is never useful, really. Wentworth, I think good organization, I mean planning ahead, gives you a clear view of your future. Sarah, it makes sense. I think it is necessary to rationalize. Wentworth, exactly. I planned everything 1 month ago. Last week, I made some modification so that I don't have to take a second look or change everything after. Sarah, when are you leaving today? Wentworth. My lesson finishes at 5:30. Then I am going to the gym from 6 p.m. to 8:30. Sarah, what a schedule. Well, I've got to go now. Have a nice day and a nice conferences. Wentworth. Thank you, Sarah. Bye. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.